This is the second time in just 2 years that Santa Rosa commissioners have sought passage of a local option sales tax. In 2014, it was a full penny LOST for a new courthouse, along with a separate ballot question on location. Ultimately, the downtown location received the most yes votes, but yet again, the tax was rejected. So they're trying again this year.
Well, there's a couple of things that are fundamentally different. One is that we have two questions on the ballot. One is strictly for infrastructure, and one is strictly for the courthouse in Milton.
Ed Carson is chairman of the chamber-based political organization Moving Santa Rosa Forward.
I think that allows people who are mad about the location or the process with the courthouse to still support, obviously, the infrastructure piece.
Carson says another difference is that this time his Moving Santa Rosa group has taken over the public education effort.
Instead of the Board of County Commission driving this effort, it's citizens and business people, and we're out talking to our fellow citizens and business people, and I think that's a much more effective way to try to do this.
So during this primary election season, Carson and company have held a number of public meetings to make the case for both sales tax proposals, explaining to residents what they think are the benefits, especially to property owners in the county.
The local option tax is a consumption tax and therefore paid by everyone, not just property owners. The next is that on an average that Santa Rosa County property owners currently pay about twice the state average as a total revenue to the county. So obviously we need to move some of that burden off. As I said, 25% comes from outside of the county from visitors. This will sunset in 5 years.
Each of the half-cent sales taxes will generate an estimated $35 million. All of the LOST revenue will stay in the area, and Carson says these funds will allow Santa Rosa to compete for grants that require a local match.
Another important thing is that we asked the Board of County Commissioners to stand up a Citizens Oversight Committee, and that's to gauge the process, the efficacy, and the use of the proceeds. And we intend to every year publish some kind of a report card, so to speak.
Particularly, that's designed to ensure residents that the half-cent sales tax for infrastructure is used to pay for things such as transportation and drainage improvements, new enhancements to libraries, parks, and community centers, and public safety improvements and equipment. At this point, whether each of the half-cent sales taxes will pass has come down to what voters think. WUWF caught up with a few residents taking part in early voting. David Walker of Milton says he is in favor of both.
I've been for the tax on the courthouse because we desperately need one. I'm just not in favor of keeping it in the downtown area because of the whole problems with flooding and infrastructure down there.
Walker is a native of Santa Rosa. He was a volunteer firefighter for 16 years and now works as an EMT, so he's sensitive to public safety needs.
I know last time I checked, the fire truck starts somewhere around $500,000 for a new fire truck. And that's not including the equipment that the firefighters and all. It takes somewhere around $2,000 or $3,000 to outfit a man to go into a building and come back out. You can't ask them to have second-rate equipment.
As far as the sales tax that's just for general use for the different items, I'm not supporting that. We need to live within our budget.
That's Santa Rosa resident Vin Seeley, who does support limited collection of a sales tax for a new judicial center that's now to be built in downtown Milton near the existing courthouse.
I don't spend much time there, but I've been in it a couple of times. I used to be a process server, and yeah, I think we need to move forward with that.
Do you think, I mean, this has a pretty good history of rejection, the courthouse tax in particular. What do you think is different, and do you think that the citizens will be ready to vote for it now?
I think it's going to be close. Now that they've decided where it's going to be, I think we might be able to move forward with it. But it's not going to win by much if it wins.
And if the half-penny sales tax for the courthouse finally wins approval, it will be due in part to the efforts of Moving Santa Rosa Forward and its chairman, Ed Carson.
I'm optimistic. I am.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.